The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Last Friday, they cut the ribbon for the new home of the ICA, the Institute of Contemporary Art Miami, in the Design District. It was a kickoff to Miami's Art Week. But the air was much quieter behind the new museum building in the patio sculpture garden. In that more contemplative space, one immense sculpture stood out, not only because it's striking, but because it's achingly somber. It's also very timely. It's called Unspecified Promise by the Puerto Rico-based conceptual art team of Jennifer Alora and Guillermo Calzadilla. The ICA commissioned the sculpture last year during the throes of Puerto Rico's economic crisis, well before Hurricane Maria demolished the island. As you approach the sculpture, you're first drawn to a beat-up yellow caterpillar backhoe.
It's destroyed, and yet it's what's holding up the sculpture.
Alberto Ibarguen heads the Knight Foundation, a major ICA backer. Ibarguen was born in Puerto Rico, and when he first looked at Unspecified Promise last week, he got what Alora and Calzadilla are trying to convey.
Something beautiful that was Puerto Rico, that is now in danger of toppling.
That anxiety is heavy, literally. The sculpture uses a 40,000-pound block of granite that could be the raw building material of Puerto Rico, the U.S. island territory. That granite is joined to the backhoe, but the length of that construction equipment is sliced in half, which is the whole or at least half the point. Puerto Rico's calamitous economic crisis ruined the construction company of Calzadilla's father.
She went bankrupt, so you see all these machines look a little bit sad.
Speaking from New York, Calzadilla said the sculpture's battered, sawed-in-half digging machine can look not just sad, but maimed.
You can see all those traces and marks, and they become metaphoric. They can feel or look like wounds or scratches or something inflicted in the body.
Which is why Unspecified Promise is even more meaningful now as Puerto Rico struggles to recover from the awful wounds of the hurricane. Jennifer Alora is Calzadilla's partner in art and life. They met at art school in Italy and have a 7-year-old daughter. She says their sculpture's location in Miami is relevant, too, as tens of thousands of Puerto Ricans leave for Central and South Florida.
The storm really did just sort of strip the skin off of all of these relations. So for us, the work speaks to a kind of migration dynamic at play within Miami that also extends to Puerto Rico.
But the sculpture's most entrancing feature is meant to evoke more hope than sorrow. As you gaze at the polished granite, the reflection makes the half backhoe look complete again. It's also a reflection of Puerto Rico's potential, unfulfilled or, as the title says, unspecified promise.
In this reflection was this idea of the possibility of a world to come that keeps you straining to move into the future, but knowing at the same time how much that's an illusion.
Alora and Calzadilla are celebrated for this kind of provocative work. At the Venice Biennale 6 years ago, critics hailed them for turning an army tank upside down. Its tracks became a treadmill for runners. They've also made statements about the U.S.'s neglectful treatment of Puerto Rico. Alora and Calzadilla are not Puerto Rican. She's from Philadelphia, he's from Cuba. But they're among Puerto Rico's most famous artists today. Selena Nogueras is a Puerto Rican art expert who heads the MOA Design Studio in San Juan.
They're really making an example for Puerto Rican artists of what they could achieve.
Nogueras says the fact the ICA sculpture is debuting during Miami's renowned Art Basel Week will inspire Puerto Rican artists to stay on the island despite the hurricane hardships.
The most worrying thing is how are the artists going to sell their work? Who's going to be buying their work now? Can you survive?
The ICA says Unspecified Promise is a boon to Miami's particular role as a conduit to Latin America and the Caribbean. Alex Gartenfeld is the ICA's chief curator.
It poses very sensitive and critical questions about our collective responsibility in creating not just a commemoration of recent events in Puerto Rico and in San Juan, but an active engagement with those as well.
Last month, as the sculpture was being moved into the ICA, it fell from a crane. It wasn't damaged, and Gartenfeld says the mishap only added to the work's mystique as an expression of Puerto Rico's adversity. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.